The Edge of the World Art Studio is proud to present Helen of the Iron Horse, written by Paris Danielle Lee. Artwork by Helen Rachel Lee. Music by Fish Zombie the Onions. And special thanks to Spooky the Cat for her contributions, fuzzy as they might be.
Prologue. Someday, a child will ask you a question. The question is unimportant, and your answer to the question, also unimportant. Whatever you respond, with the truth, with a lie, or even if you just admit you don't know, the child will ask of your answer, why? Starting a chain of questioning, the child becomes an intellectual explorer, trying to find the beginning, the original sin, a cause for every effect at once. If you were to follow this chain of inquiry down the events of my story, you would find the answer, because God wanted to kill a man. Because of this, a man killed his daughter, a city is held siege for 10 years, legends die, kingdoms fall, and the dirtiest trick in the history of war and carpentry is played out. Why? Because God wanted to kill one man. A death that launched 1,000 ships. But that's not what they say, is it? It's always said, a face that launched 1,000 ships. My face. A girl who was too beautiful and a prince who could not resist. Ask any who know the whole story, how did it begin? They will tell you. It began when Paris kidnapped Helen, and what followed was a war. The war to begin all wars. The death of thousands. The death of Paris. My Paris. And who is to blame? The man who led the war? The trickster who planned it? Armies of men who could not see the pointlessness of it all? Who raised their swords when they should have thrown them in the dirt? No. The blame fell to me, Helen of Troy. I died at home, discarded by the men who fought so hard to get me back, murdered by the women whose husbands would never return. My life was the last casualty of a Gordian knot tied so well it would echo through time. Like a wheel being spun again and again, we come back to play out this drama on the stage of this mortal realm, and we come again to the question that must be asked. Why? I want to tell you my story. Not the one you've already heard, a new one, more recent. And if I exaggerate a bit, if I move events around to fit the narrative, if I outright lie, please forgive me. Sometimes a story is not about the facts of the actual event laid out in order. To understand the story, you must understand how it felt to live through it. And maybe if I tell it just right, you'll know the true answer to the question. Why? Why did all of this happen, and who really is to blame? I'll begin this story where most would, with the person who seems the most guilty. But I confess to you right now, she is not. I will begin by telling you about my wife, Paris.
This has been Helen of the Iron Horse, written by Paris Lee. Artwork by Helen Lee. Performed by Helen and Paris. All characters within are fictional and bear no intentional resemblance to anyone living or dead, except, I guess, for Helen and Paris. See more of our work at edgeoftheworldart.com. If you would like to comment on the show or ask any question, please email us at helenoftheironhorse@gmail.com. The proceeding was made with the love and encouragement of all of our friends at the LA LGBT Center's Trans Lounge. Thank you.